It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
You know, this incredible new jingle that we have goes so well with my guest tonight, Sim Shane of Paraflight, urgentflights.com. We're going to be talking with Sim and there's so much we pack into a show every single week, and certainly when we have Sim on the radio. Welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York and throughout the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. And we've had so many great guests on the show. We've had just recently Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie. How cool is that? Dale Carnegie services 400 of the Fortune 500 companies. We had him on the show. And so many other guests on YouTube. We have over 300 videos. They're free. And they give you great business advice on YouTube. We're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And when you click on subscribe, you're automatically notified every single time a show goes live. And we're syndicated on many other ways. Special shout out to The Jewish Home that features every week a transcribed, obviously it's edited. Special shout out to Michal Anachi, who make it happen. And where are we? It's a business class. How can we forget all? Shout out to all those on follow us on business class. A special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who makes it happen week in and week out. And just to name a few, of course, Srilli, Michal, Nachi, Malki. A special thank you to Darren, Peter, and Robert at 710 WOR. My guest doesn't mind this because he's a mensch also. He's someone that in previous shows we did together, he talked about, you got to thank your people. You got to thank your people. And that's what I'm doing. Zev Brenner. Zev, thank you for the shout-out you give me each week. I'm giving you a shout-out back. Zev Brenner, of course, the veteran talk line communications guy. Without further ado, getting to tonight's incredible guest, a friend, we were in yeshiva back in the day together, Sim Shane, CEO of Paraflight Aviation, organflights.com, and urgentflights.com. So those that follow Sim carefully are saying urgentflights.com. I didn't hear that one. Yeah, we're going to get to that tonight. A new division of Paraflight is for urgent corporate flight needs. There are many executives out there in the business world. In fact, one of our guests told me they landed Pfizer as a client. Another guest told me they landed Bloomberg as a client. You never know who's listening. You never know who's watching the YouTube. And these urgentflights.com focuses on helping people get to where they need to go in literally a fraction of the time of regular commercial air travel. We're going to talk about Paraflight as well and organ flights. Sim is a Hatzalah member and as such is very aware of there are times when people need, Sim will get into it, but it's such a delicate area. But life-saving either equipment or life-saving materials, we'll use that word, in order to save a life. Sim, on tonight's show, we're also going to talk about leveraging technology. It's some very cool technology that Sim has just built. Sim, I'm just going to jump right in by inviting you to the microphone. Sim Shane, welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much. It's always exciting to spend time with you, Yitzhak.
Thank you. Same here. Same here. Now, recently you made tremendous waves with how you handle urgent flights for the corporate air traveler. So again, you have people that either they fly in business class or they fly first class because of the amenities. Very nice. But we're talking about people that, tachlis, they got to be somewhere. They got to get there quickly. And you launched urgentflights.com. Could you please elaborate on that?
Sure. So we started our company, Paraflight, started really like in 2014, relaunched again in 2016. And we do corporate flights, we do medical flights, we expanded into organ flights, which we'll talk about soon. But we recognize that emergencies happen, plain and simple. Emergencies happen. It could be medical emergencies, but we realize there are business emergencies that take place as well, business and personal. It could be somebody's sick. Somebody has to get to a funeral. Somebody has an emergency business meeting that just popped up. They have a closing, something that just popped up where you don't have the typical amount of time that you would usually have to prepare for a flight. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about somebody who has a jet card. So somebody right. who's not even a client of ours, they have a jet card, Wheels Up, NetJets, whoever it might be. And typically when you book a flight with them, 48 hours, 72 hours, 96 hours, a week in advance. What they consider urgent, where you get a penalty, we have to pay a little more for your flight, is 24 to 48 hours. The concept of calling somebody up and saying, we need a flight in the next 2, 4, or 6 hours doesn't exist. They can't help you. They don't have the resource. But because we had already built an app called organflights.com that gives us the ability to network with operators all over the country, we said, we have to be able to do this for so many more people who really need help, and we can really help them. And it goes into every industry as well. We're not just supporting our clients, we're supporting other operators as well, because things happen, especially in private flight, right? So somebody could be all scheduled with somebody else to go on a private flight and things happen. It's called the mechanical. There's things that we say in business. There's two things that we can't help with. We can't control. And one of them is weather. Not in our control. And mechanicals, that happens. You know, when you get into your car and you turn it on and the check engine light goes on, or your tire might be at 33 as opposed to 35 pounds, you say, you know, let me see how far I can get. If a little light goes on and you are confident that it is no issue whatsoever, you still can fly. So you could be sitting at the airport, you're about to take off on the plane, and the pilots get everything prepped, and a little light comes on their backup navigation. They can't fly. What do? You have to get to a wedding. You have to get to an engagement party. You have to get to a funeral. What are you going to do? So we said, if we've already built this app for organflights.com, now what we can do is we can increase it that much more. Because when you get by organ flights, we typically use what's called a light or a mid-sized jet that accommodates up to 7 passengers. Here, we can open it up to anybody in the country or anybody in the world.
So again, building on what you established over many years with Paraflight and organflights.com, we're going to talk about that a little later. You said, hey, there's just a natural extension of the business because you've probably serviced people over the years where they even reached out. They realized, let's think out of the box. Sim has it solved in order to get, for someone who's he has to get something at the hospital within 3 hours, within 6 hours, and 9 hours. So then that business traveler says, you know what, let me just reach out to Sim because he needs to get somewhere. So the whole flight rush flight approach you have solved.
Correct. So we have used this in the past. When people called us with emergencies, we would go to our Organ Flights app and we would put out the request saying we need to fly somebody for a funeral. We had somebody who called us a number of weeks ago stating that he had to catch a flight. Okay. He was flying from Boston to Hong Kong for an emergency meeting on a Saturday night. He had an aircraft already scheduled for his trip. Okay. He had to take a private jet to Boston.
Where did he originate from?
He was originating in New Jersey. Okay. He had to be in Boston. Okay. Shabbos was over at 9 p.m. He had a 10 o'clock flight that was going to get him into Boston at 11 o'clock for a 1:45. Right. Okay. He gets notified at 10 o'clock that the aircraft is not available. It's not available. Whatever it was, whatever happened, that aircraft is not available. If he called me up, he said, if I miss this flight, my business is done. Now, I didn't question him. Right, I didn't spend the time to say, what do you mean your business is done? I have somebody telling me I need to be in Boston to make a 1:45 a.m. flight. We launched an aircraft out of Maryland at 10:40 p.m., 40 minutes after that we launched. I myself picked him up and I drove him to Newark Airport. The plane landed there. He took off at 12. He landed at Boston at 1. He texted me from the plane at 1:31. They held the plane for him. Usually the door is closed, 20 minutes before. They held it another few minutes for him, and he made his flight.
Wow.
We've helped people get to funerals. We've had people get to weddings, whatever it was, even before holidays. I don't know if you noticed, in a little while back, before Passover, people were going to Florida, mm-hmm. and flights were canceled. People were coming home. There was major flooding in Fort Lauderdale. right? So money that people, by the way, we encourage to stay behind, save the money. Wait a day or two and you'll be fine. But some people had to get back for urgent business matters or family matters. They just had to fly private. And we had to be able to get aircraft for them right away. Time of the essence. And that's where we shine.
I want to now focus on the technology, which I understand is you're tying into America's big day, Independence Day. Well, when are you launching the app for urgentflights.com? When are you launching the app?
So the app is actually launching July 4th, 2023. Hey. We're really, really excited. We picked that as a date because we said it's America's birthday, and that's
cool.
What we're going with.
So pretty cool. So Macy's is doing a big fireworks show in honor of this app.
That's correct. There'll be a huge fireworks show. It's a Macy's Day parade all taking place because of the launch of our app.
How cool is that? So tell us about this app.
So what the app is going to do is as follows. It's going to do a couple of things. When somebody has an urgent flight, they're going to call us up and we're going to send out the request. It's similar to our Organ Flights app or very close to our Organ Flights app. It's an Uber. So right now, if you have an app on your phone and you send out a request, it goes to every Uber driver in your area who can possibly pick it up. What we do is we built an Uber-like app for aircraft. So we have already signed up over on our organflights.com app. We already have over 100 operators representing close to 800 aircraft on there. So when a request goes out, they can pick it up. What we say for urgent flights, instead of having over 100 operators, we can have every single operator in the country would want to be on this app because it's beneficial to them. First of all, if their planes are sitting around and they're available to launch, they can do that right away. And sometimes they may have an issue too. So if an operator has a mechanical issue, an operator has a crewing issue, or for whatever reason, the aircraft that they had set up for that day is not available, who are they calling? Right now, what somebody has to do is either they have to send out an email blast, hope somebody sees it, or you have to get on the phone and stop making phone calls to 10, 20, 30 different operators. It's not practical. But if we have every operator in the country, hopefully one day every operator in the world, but if we have every operator in the country has the app on their phone, has it coming up in their dispatch center, when a request comes out, hey, there's a possibility that there's an operator who's based in Texas who might just happen to be in Chicago because they dropped somebody off last night, and now they need to pick up a trip, and they can help somebody, they can make money, and they can fly their planes.
Brilliant. So that's, now, as far as, so anyone after July 4th, 23, or anyone following this on, watching this on YouTube, just go on and... And anyone can participate.
Correct. They would call our dispatch center. So operators who will have our app will be able to both respond and bid on flights, and they will be able to request flights. But anyone else would just call our dispatch center, tell us what their urgent need
What's
is.
What's the number?
844-538-1911, 844-538-1911.
Incredible. Urgentflights.com. The website actually is very close to launch. But the app is going to launch on July 4th, 23.
Yep, we're very, very excited.
Wow. We're speaking with Sim Shane of Paraflight. By the way, for people that go to the main site, paraflight.aero. Incredible. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com. If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Mind your business here on 710 WOR and around the world on the iHeart Radio Network. My guest this evening, Sim Shane of Paraflight, and we're talking about his new initiatives, which he has there to enable people in health crisis situations and in business, not necessarily crisis situations, could be opportunities that he just has solved. And in fact, Sim, I'm going to turn to you because before the break, we were talking about urgentflights.com, how they give back the one thing that business owners don't have enough of, time. They just need time. So perhaps you could discuss that and explain the other services you offer for people in business to get to where they need to get to without delay.
So the principal core of our business in Paraflight is to be able to, as you mentioned, to maximize on time. I always tell people, I can make you more money. That's your job. But we can give you time. And time is something, it's a commodity.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's it. It's just a new day starting, whatever happened yesterday. So we service primarily in the real estate, healthcare, nursing homes, banking, law firms. Those are the many of the companies that we deal with, where people have to possibly go from 1, 2, or 3 different stops in one day, and they have to be able to make it back to their office, or they don't have the time to go to an airport, wait an hour and a half or 2 hours before their flight, wait to board, get there. We have smaller airports that we can use to that we can get them to. We always tell them, don't tell us which airports. You tell us where you need to be, tell us how much time you need there, and we're gonna set everything up for you. So the plane is ready. As soon as they get off the plane, there's a vehicle, SUV, Sprinter, whatever they need is waiting for them. There's hot food on the plane. There's Wi-Fi on the plane. There's fresh meals. Anything that they need is set so they can actually do business. They can accomplish so much more. We did a trip a number of weeks ago for a company that was going to close on 2 properties, one in South Florida and one in Georgia, right? They needed to be able to bring down the owners,
right,
the investors, the lawyers, the banker, the insurance guy. Everybody had to be able to come down, but they needed to be able to do it in one day. If they wouldn't do it on this flight, this would take them 3 to 4 days to do such a trip, and it wouldn't happen because people just don't have that amount of time. So yeah, sometimes it's a bit expensive, but you need to be able to bite that bullet to say, this is how business gets done, and this is what we need to do. And we feel so accomplished. We feel like we're part of it. We really try to help get business done.
You are a part of it, because but what's amazing is that you have a way of adding time to someone's day. Because how often do you find something, right? We all have the exact amount of seconds, minutes, hours in the day, but you added time to their schedule. Okay, it comes with a price tag. But for those in the executive suite, in the C-suite, and many times that time could translate into a lot more money than the cost of of your services.
Absolutely. There's 1,440 minutes in a day. That's all you get. You can either spend it or you lose it. Tomorrow, you got to start fresh.
Now, because of the other technologies that you have out there, so it led you to create urgentflights.com and the app, which of course is launching on July 4th, America's birthday, July 4th, 2023. Can you please tell us about, again, this app and the other apps that you have out there?
So I love technology. Okay. You know, I can tell when I grew up, I knew nothing about technology. Even now, I don't even know much about technology. But I utilize people who really understand it and people who are able to relay our message of what we want to do. That is, we want to help people and we want to capitalize on time. So we go app to app to app. We do apps that we don't even make money on. We do apps that we just use to help people. Did I tell you about our new Hatzalah app that we just built?
No.
So I have very close friends with a friend of mine. His name is Dr. Nathan Zemel, Dr. Nussan Zemel, who lives in Newark, New Jersey. He was the founder of Newark Hatzalah and the founder and coordinator with me on a place called Hatzalah Statewide. And we recognize that there are people who travel outside of Hatzalah areas or they might be in another Hatzalah area and they have no idea what the phone number is. So I'm a dispatcher for Hatzalah in my town that I live in Lakewood. And if somebody lives in New York or they live in Toronto or they live in Montreal or Chicago, the number for Hatzalah they have is just that one. So we said there needs to be, as we always mention, a better mousetrap. There needs to be a way to save, because here, the stuff we're talking about before is just saving on time. Here we're talking about saving lives. Saving lives. So what could we do? So we built an app that actually allows somebody, it'll pick up their location. So if somebody's in a Hatzalah neighborhood, somebody's in New York City or the Catskill Mountains, wherever it is, as soon as they open up their app in that neighborhood, it'll allow them to call that Hatzalah directly. They tap on the app and it calls directly. It also gives their location of exactly where they are. It gives the address, even if you're sitting in front of a place that has no address, but it's going to give you the address. It gives you the latitude and longitude if somebody needs it. And it gives you something called what three words. Believe it or not, the entire world is mapped out in 100 square foot blocks. The entire world. You could be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. There's an app called what three words, where if I give you those three words of where you are sitting right now and you put it into Google search and into what three words, it'll tell us that we're sitting in your studio right now. That's what it will do. And we said, we're going to build such an app so when somebody is anywhere. So if they're in a Hatzalah neighborhood, it finds their closest Hatzalah and it allows them to call directly. They have the ability as well, if they're not sure where they are, to share that. To share their location via text message, via email, via WhatsApp and send that over. In the event that they're not in a Hatzalah area, then it calls our dispatch center of Hatzalah Statewide and we have a WhatsApp chat with well over 500 members right now, and we're growing every single week by members who are members of Hatzalahs all over the world. And we put that request in. You can't imagine how many lives were helped and how many lives were saved by somebody being somewhere. Because we've made a calculation. We said if there are people traveling, then there's a good possibility that there are Hatzalah members traveling somewhere. So if somebody else is, they might not know because their radios don't work out there.
Right.
But if somebody's driving on the way to Montreal and they're sitting somewhere on the 80 and somebody has respiratory distress, allergic reaction, those are the typical ones, motor vehicle accidents. They can call us and we'll send it out. And there's a possibility that there might be somebody 2 miles in front, 2 miles behind, and we're able to save lives. And that's what it's all about. It's about saving lives.
Technology and networking.
Right.
Technology
correct.
And the power.
Want to hear a crazy story
I just heard?
I literally heard in the last 2 days. This app works all over the world. Okay? Hatzalah Global app works all over the world. There was somebody in Israel who was sitting, they were driving somewhere. Somehow they made it off-road and they landed up in a ditch. And they had no idea where they were. They had phone service, but their Waze wasn't working. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know their location. They called a family member of theirs in New Jersey. The guy says, why don't you download the Hatzalah app and it will give you your exact location. So they did that. They downloaded the app and they shared their location. And that location was sent to the Israeli military. And they were able to send the Jeeps or whatever they have out there to go help them. This happened in the last 2 days, Yitzhak, the last 2 days. It's just an unbelievable story of, it really wasn't built for that. It's built to save lives, and thankfully nobody was hurt, but that's what they do. In addition, we realized that after this app got built, we were approached by Chaverim. Chaverim is an unbelievable organization, resources to help people when they're in a bind, towing cars, flat tires, right, whatever they need. So somebody said, hey, why don't you take your app and just add Chaverim onto it? But we were concerned. We were concerned that somebody by mistake might just hit the wrong button. So we said, you know what? We're going to give the technology to Chaverim. Wow. We're going to give it. So it's the same technology where we know exactly where you are. They can utilize your address, your what three words, whatever it might be. And Chaverim utilizes that app as well. So it's great stuff.
We're all fascinated with the technology that you've developed recently. Can you tell us what, I mean, it's part of what you've been talking about, but what drove you? Like, where does the drive come from to develop, to leverage technology in terms of saving lives, helping people?
Well, one thing that we talk about all the time is the one thing we don't have enough of, and that is time. And technology has really, it really moves forward every single day. So many things, ChatGPT, there's so many things that are coming out that are there to help us maximize and save on our time. We save lives. We save time, anything we can do. And technology allows us to do that. You know, when you have a store, you have a business, there's something called scalability. Right. You want to be able to scale your business. Right. With technology, you can scale so quickly and so far because you don't have to build exactly where you are. You could build something that works around the world. Technology is key.
Now, this is an incredible lesson for anyone in business. Perhaps you could just expand on that. On the idea that at the end of the day, it's time. Now we all realize that, but like you actually on a daily basis realize, say, you know what? I saved this guy 4 hours. I saved this guy 6 hours. I saved this guy 30 minutes.
It's not just about the time saving. It's about the fact that they're able to get a deal done. So if you look at the end of the day, say, if it took me 30 minutes, we're talking about they're able to do something simply because they have the ability to do what they need to do without being dependent on other people's schedule. You can utilize your time, your schedule, your business, your money.
Sim, what is the website that people can go to find out? And of course, the direct phone number.
Sure. Paraflight.aero. P-A-R-A flight.aero and 844-538-1911. 844-538-1911.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team, toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. That will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
Leaders who are able to engage their teams more effectively, who are demonstrating a level of understanding and empathy. It doesn't mean we're not going to hold people accountable. We have to hold people accountable for results. And at the same time, there's a great quote, which is, I don't care what you know until I know that you care.
The clip you just heard is from the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. For more fantastic business advice, follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Zaflis right here on 710 WOR and the IR Radio Network. My guest, Sim Shane of Paraflight, organflights.com, and of course, the brand new site that he's just launching in real time. We're so honored that he's launching it here on what he's talking about. It's actually launching. The app is launching July 4th, 2023, and that is urgentflights.com. And in the first few segments of tonight's show, he spoke quite a bit about it. And now we're going to talk about a very, very, very special part of Sim's background and what he's been involved with for many years now, organflights.com. Perhaps even just to give some perspective about what organflights.com does, can you start off with a story, please?
So organflights.com saves lives. That's what we do. Saves lives through a transplant. There are people who are on life support and they're donors, mm-hmm. and we are privileged to be able to be part of this transplant family of being able to fly both transplant teams and organs from donors back to recipients, so we're able to save their lives. I'll tell you, we have many great stories, okay? Most of the time, we don't even get their name. So generally, it's regulated by the federal database, the United Network of Organ Sharing Database. All we get is a number. We don't know if it's an adult, a child, male, female. We know nothing about it except we get a UNOS number and the organ that we're picking up. Really don't get anything else. But every once in a while, something pops up and we're privy to some information. So a while back, we got a phone call for somebody who was supposed to be getting a heart. And she lived somewhere in Boston, but she was out in Maine on some island, some little island out on vacation. And she had to be able to get back. There's a small window from when they call you till you have to be at the hospital. You have to go for all your pre-ops. You got to get blood work done. Everything has to be said. You have to be on the operating table ready to receive whatever that life-saving organ is. Mm-hmm. And she was stuck in Maine on some island. And they had a boat. They had a little boat, a fishing boat, that was going to bring her back. And we had to find a small plane. You see, usually we get a jet, right? But the airport out in this little town in Maine was so tiny that we had to find a little like four-seater prop plane that we can send. So we went into our organflights.com base and there's somebody who's like a little planes out there and they were able to give her a flight. They were sitting like literally right outside this island. When she came in off the water, they got her on board. They flew her to Boston. Our team set up an SUV waiting for her and they took her straight to the hospital and she got her heart. But I'll tell you a great, great story that happened this past summer. So we are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because it comes to saving lives. It was one Saturday morning, one Shabbos morning, when I received a phone call. They said, I knew they were working on a heart transplant flight that was going out of Nashville, Tennessee. And the team was going out to go pick it up. It was a team based in New York City. About an hour and a half or 2 hours after the request. We have a team that works on it. My phone rings. My phone rings. It's Shabbos. I pick it up. I say, what can I do to help? And they said, listen, we have an issue. Apparently, they're turning down this transplant. They can't do it because the person is Sabbath observant. I said, what does that mean? They're turning it down because they're Sabbath observant? So she said, I have no idea what that means. But I know that you're Sabbath observant. So I figured maybe, I don't know, maybe they don't transplant on Sabbath. I said, no, we're missing something. Yes. Connect me to the coordinator right away of that transplant mm-hmm. center. Mm-hmm. So they call up the transplant center and they connect me to this coordinator. And I said, what's going on? They said, well, you know, there's a small window of whatever is 4 hours or 5 hours from when we call them until they're able to come in. This person lived in New York City. Mm-hmm. They went to the Pocono Mountains. It was a summer weekend. They went to the Pocono Mountains. They carry a phone with them. For some reason, wherever they were, that morning, they didn't have phone service. By the time they got back, mm-hmm. they had a 2.5 hour drive to here. They didn't have any contact with them for 1.5 or 2 hours. They were missing that window. And now, because of the drive time, they wouldn't make it back. I said, 1 second. We have resources. Right. We're going to help out. Get us the location of where they are. We're going to send a helicopter to pick them up. And that's what we did. We sent a helicopter to pick them up, flew them actually to the same airport that the aircraft was going out of. So we already had a vehicle that was there. That person picked them up and drove this gentleman and his wife mm-hmm. to the hospital so they were able to get that heart transplant. And the only reason it wasn't turned down is because one of our coordinators understood that I was Sabbath observant. She didn't even really understand what it meant, but she understood that they were trying. She thought they were turning down the transplant simply because they were Sabbath observant, but they weren't. It was just that there was, they almost missed that window to be able to make it to that transplant center on time. And thankfully, we were able to do that with our resources to get them a helicopter, and we were able to get them back safely.
Unreal. Unreal. Organflights.com. Organflights.com. Saving lives. That's it. Saving. That's two words. Yeah. Saving lives. Now, Sim, you're a clear example that business is not just business and that family is an integral component of a functioning CEO. Can you please elaborate on that? This is more like the human side. The human side.
Wow. So we spoke about that before. That's the human side. So I've been a paramedic for quite a number of years, I think. Almost 16 years right now. I've been in the field. I've been a Hatzalah member for 26 years or so. I got introduced to aviation, to Chesed by a very, very close friend of mine, my mentor, Shlomo Zakheim, Zichrono Levracha. He was a special man. He introduced me to Camp Simcha. He introduced me to so many things. And he always said, it's about saying yes. It's very easy to say no when somebody needs help. You got to figure out how to say yes. And every time he would call me and say I'm available, even if I wasn't, I would always say yes, 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 because that's when opportunities would come in. He would say, if it's difficult, we do it. And if it's impossible, we try harder. Because you got to figure out a way. And that's what it is. It's all about family, and it's all about saving lives, and it's all about growing in everything that we do. It's always about giving back. At the end of our days, the reality is we can't take anything with us. Not even a pair of socks. The only thing we get to take with us are our good deeds. They're not going to talk. You can't take real estate holdings. You can't take jets. You can't take cars. You can't take anything with you. The only thing we can take with us are our good deeds and the impression that we leave on the world.
Very, very special. Very, very special. You know, just if I may, you know, the technology has been moving at rapid pace, and it's only getting faster and faster, and with AI, et cetera. And of course, your brand new apps, and of course the new one that you're launching on July 4th, 2023. How important, just you know, from your take, to see opportunities again, because your urgentflights.com was, you saw an opportunity. How important is it for a business person to say, listen, I may have life experience, I'm somewhat set in my ways, but no. I have to be open to leveraging technology in order to grab new opportunities.
So funny you mentioned that about opportunities. People always say when opportunity knocks, I open the door. Those are all cliches, right? But I believe don't wait for opportunity. Create it. That's what we can do. With technology, we can create our own opportunities. But it's very important. That's what I always try to do is to try to stay in your lane. At least be in the business of what you do. So we're in aviation. Yeah, we can teeter a little bit to different parts of aviation, but focus on your business. You don't have to grab everything that's out there. Focus, stay in your lane, focus on your business, and you'll be able to grow and grow and grow. Don't even have to look at your competitors. Don't look, just focus on what you need to do.
You know, Sim, if it's okay, every time you've been on the show, you share golden nuggets. And of course, we have a very popular business class channel. Of course, special shout out to the team here, Michal, Nachi, Malki, and of course, really, that put time into developing these golden nuggets. And I actually, you know, we get compliments many times, and you've even shared the compliment with me. Say, you know, as I'm on the show and I'm talking, I don't even realize how you find these 45-second clips. And of course, we have many, many followers out there. By the way, if you're not following yet, on Instagram, @businessclassclips, you click on follow, it'll automatically be in your feed each day. And of course, we are on WhatsApp. You know what? We're going to make sure to play the ad. I think it's 718-594-6. You know, I don't want to guess on the number. We will play that ad so that you'll be able to hear the actual way that you could sign on. In fact, you know what? While Sim gets to another clip, I'm going to make sure to get that number because there are many people. We have thousands of people that follow us on WhatsApp as well. So perhaps whether it's time management, whether it's technology, whether it's being human, could you please start to share, maybe like one at a time, these insights that business people love to hear that could help them get through the day and get ahead in the business world?
So first thing I want to talk about is something that actually I always said in the past, and that's really the reason that I'm here today. Many years ago, not even many, 10 years ago, I didn't know how to public speak. I was not comfortable. I would read everything off a paper. I'd be drunk when I read it. And I realized, and you mentioned Dale Carnegie in the beginning of your right. in the beginning of the session here tonight, and it changed my life. And I tell people all the time, because Warren Buffett actually says this. He says, you will increase your net worth by greater than 50% if you have the ability to communicate both orally and in written form. You need to be able to communicate. That's what it is. And it used to be you'd have to go out to go meet with somebody. Now everything is done by Zoom and everything is done on the phone. And everybody takes out their little smartphones and they send out these little short messages. You need to be able to communicate. And if you can do that, you can get business done. But never get too comfortable. Never think, you know, I'm in a good place right now. My business is protected. People are always looking. There's always competitors out there. There's always people nipping at your heels trying to figure out how to get your business. So never be comfortable. Mark Cuban would always say, if somebody's comfortable and says, I got it, it's very concerning. Don't be comfortable in your business. Know that you always need to grow. Sitting back and waiting for money to come in is not going to happen. You need to work on growth every single day on your business.
Now, Business Class Clips, of course, we are on Instagram. We're at Business Class Clips. If you follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram, you'll automatically get it in your feed. Or if you want to receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast, all you have to do is text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. Text two words, sign up on WhatsApp, not just plain text, on WhatsApp. If you text sign up to 718-594-6519, you will automatically be added to the many thousands who receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast. All right, Sim, I go back to you for another incredible business insight.
I don't know that I have incredible business insights.
Oh,
I can just tell you things that work for us.
Okay.
One of the things that I believe is very important is loyalty. Loyalty to your staff, loyalty to your people, loyalty to your clients. And we actually request reciprocity from our clients. We say, we're very loyal to you. We ask you to be loyal to us as well, because we understand what you need and we got your back. I had a story a number of weeks back with a very, very large operator that we work with. Very, very large operator. And they gave us a credit back on one of our trips. It was a very, very expensive trip. And they gave us a credit back of $20,000. Okay. That really, we could have justified that said belongs to us. But it came on the heels of one of our clients' trips. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. And I sent him a text on a Friday morning and I said, are you home or in your office? And he writes back one word, office. And I come in and I meet with him and I said, hey, how you doing? I just want to thank you for your business. And I'll say, we really appreciated that trip that you did last week, but we got a credit back from the operator and we want to give it to you. And I took out a check and he said, so what is it? I said, I don't know, open it up. He opens it up as a check for $20,000. $20,000 is a lot of money to anybody.
And he's a wealthy guy.
But the bottom line is it's $20,000 that came on the heels of his trip. It's his money. You know, my employees in the office say, did you feel bad giving it to him? I said, no, I felt great giving it to him because it was the right thing. And you can't do wrong by doing the right thing.
Special. And I think you had mentioned, like, in that case, now again, the client would never know that you got that, that money
but
back.
But if you're loyal to your client, it's so important. They see it. When they see that, you have to respect their money too. People spend a lot of money in every business. You know, I'll tell you, somebody asked me once, you have to be very careful when you pick a partner. Really, really careful. I believe that one of the most important things you can do when you're picking a partner or picking employees is you need to be able to trust them in a room with uncounted money. Because that's all they do. If they're your partner, right? They have your life. They have your money in their hands. So our clients have to be able to trust us with uncounted money, right? Because when we give them a price of an aircraft that we get, they're trusting us, right? That we're being honest with them. So that trust has to go from A to Z.
A member of Common Chrome? Is
that so? Yeah, sure.
One of the schmoozen that he gave. He said he was once in a room with a pile. He was meeting with a wealthy individual, and the wealthy individual had to leave the room. So he said, and there was a pile of uncounted money. He said he ran out of the room.
Right.
It just brings to mind something that we both were inspired by. Right. Sim, the next thing is that, and I've heard you speak about this in the past and would like to ask you to still elaborate, is the power of the clock. Now, I'm talking about not just time. We spoke about earlier in the show how precious time is. But as far as clock management, scheduling things, using whatever tools there are, apps, in order to make sure that you're clear on your schedule and others are clear on your schedule, because it just eliminates so much frustration and improves communication when everyone knows what the other person is up to by a clock. By the clock.
I don't like to call it a clock because I'm really not a stickler for time. Okay. I mean, I come on time to all my appointments and to my meetings, but my days aren't, I don't maximize my day and fill every minute with it. I don't have to do that. That's really okay. But I am a stickler for one word. It's called the calendar. Calendar. I have a very close friend. He always asks me not to mention his name, but I'm going to say it anyway. His name is Bernard Worman. Yisachar Dov Worman. He's a very, very close friend of mine. And years ago when I was starting my business, he realized I was all over the place. He would call me for meetings and I'd miss them. He'd call, he'd say, where? I said, I totally forgot. And he set me up at his own expense with a business coach in New York City named Nancy Snell. I think she's called the calendar queen. She changed my life. He paid for it, by the way. He paid for it. I have no idea what she charges. What? I have no idea. He paid for it all. She's called the calendar queen. And we sat on the phone and we sat on Zoom meetings and everything she said, it put it in your calendar. If it's in your calendar, it's there. And everything I do, even if my kids say, hey, can you do me a favor? Can we go out to dinner tonight? Can you pick me up from school? I say, do me a favor. Just put it in my calendar. Because if it's there, then I see it and I have no excuse not to miss it. That's really what it is. I believe the calendar. And people, since your show, by the way, stop me all the time and they tell me how much they use that calendar. And it's difficult in the beginning because when you're not used to it, but once you understand the technology and whatever phone you have, whether it's a flip phone or an iPhone, but Siri knows me very, very well by now. I pick up, I said, hey, Siri, please add to calendar today, 11 a.m., breakfast. That's how I remember to eat. But, you know, but you see that? My phone just went off because I just said, hey, Siri, can you imagine? You heard that, right? It says, yeah, when should I schedule it for?
We should leave that. Leave it. Leave it. Yeah, in. This leave is it real. In.
Yeah, that's what it is. Calendar is very important. It really helps people. That's the truth.
Sim, something else that you've shared in the past, and it's part of your DNA, and that is saying thank you.
That's the most important thing. You know, everybody works hard, right? Even if you pay them, they're your employees, they're your clients, they're your vendors. Everybody wants to hear a thank you. And that's something they always remember. Just the same as they something that's not nice. Be so careful. Take the second or two before you make that comment. Sometimes it feels great to reply back, but sometimes you can just take the high road and don't do it. But thank you. We do that. We thank our clients. We thank our vendors. Renders, they make a lot of money off of us, but we thank them.
Right, right. One would think the vendor, you know, they're getting paid. Right,
correct. You know, when we book an aircraft and a flight and we order fresh catered food for them, we always make sure there's food for the pilots. There's always food for the pilots and there's food for the flight attendants. And we'll drop off donuts and pastries and cupcakes to airports just walking in with a sticker on the back from our company saying, thank you. It goes such a long way.
As we have around 4 minutes left to the show, I would like to devote a minute each or a minute plus, first and foremost, to the brand new initiative that you launched, urgentflights.com, which of course the app is launching on July 4th, America's birthday of July 4th, 23. Just give a 1 minute wrap up on that, please.
So urgentflights.com is being set not on a medical side, okay, because we do that. We do air ambulance work on the side and we do medical escorts for emergencies, but for the most part, it's for business and family emergencies. When somebody needs an aircraft very, very quickly, whether it's a business executive or it's a family or it's an aircraft operator, somebody needs a plane right away. We have the resources to be able to go out to send that message. Instead of picking up a phone to call 30, 40, 50 operators, we send out the request. It's going to go to hundreds of operators representing hopefully thousands of aircraft around the country that if somebody has an urgent need, we are going to do whatever we can to get them an aircraft.
And again, that app will go live on July 4th, 2023.
Correct.
Now, and what's the phone number that people can call in case they, I mean, because you're open for business now already.
Sure. They can always call us. 844-538-1911. 844-538-1911.
Now let's move over to where it's a life. A life is on the line. They need to get an organ from point A to point B in no time, so to speak. Organflights.com. Please talk about Organflights.com.
So Organflights.com was set up actually after two of my very, very close friends passed away, Shlomo Zakheim and Yochi Ruby, both of them who needed organs, lungs to survive. And we said we need to do whatever we can to help people, no matter what, no matter when. They can be our vendors, our clients, our competitors. It doesn't matter. We just want to save lives. That's all we want to do. Organflights.com is an app that we utilize to communicate with operators all over the country. So if somebody needs to get to send either a team or a box that has a lung or a heart or a liver, we're going to be there to get that for them.
And bring it all together, Paraflight. Paraflight is the mother company.
We call it the parent company.
The parent company. The parent right. company.
Paraflight is the parent company that was set up to do, originally set up for air ambulance, medical escort, corporate executive charter, which is our focus, organ transplants, and now urgentflights.com as well. Anything that has to do with aviation. So planes, jets, helicopters, and of course the support. You know, we say air plus grounds plus concierge. We provide a real concierge service to everybody. We even organ teams and corporate executives get the same exact service, and they get fresh food, and they get vehicles waiting for them, and they get comfortable, safe airplanes. That's the most important thing that we can do for them.
What's the website and the phone number?
Paraflight.aero, paraflight.aero, and 844-538-1911, 844-538-1911.
Wow. What an incredible show. The time flies, especially when you have such a great guest. I know I'm going to get the request, so I'm just mentioning it here again to follow us on Business Class. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips on Instagram. And by WhatsApp, you just have to text two words, sign up, to 718-594-6519. Text two words, sign up, to 718-594-6519. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. That will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. iHeart.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There is a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments,
right,
they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand. That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram @businessclassclips for more.